Village Rowan Lake Community as a whole, July 6, 2015.
I'd like to call to order for the Village of Brown Lake Committee of the whole meeting for July 6, 2015, 7:56 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Taking a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the whole meeting of June 15, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. First item up is for Public Works repair to truck number 49.
Staff is recommending that we repair truck number 49. I am in the service with the Lake County Division of Transportation Mechanic Shop to do those repairs. The truck is a 1995 International 5-yard dump body truck that we use for plowing in the winter. Currently, we have ordered a new plow truck, but the date of arrival for the new plow truck is unknown. Could be November, could be December. So my recommendation is that we fix the truck that we have and keep it in service as a backup. We feel that
the $2,400 that's going to cost you to repair this well over the insurance capacity next to the truck. Adam, somewhere I saw, there it is. They're only charging us $56 for labor.
The Lake County Mechanic Shop has no profit built into the labor rate, so they charge us whatever they think they have.
Very interesting.
Isn't this what's known as a gift for? You're going to eat this in the mouth.
That was really a
trade-off is that they work on our stuff when they're in between their own jobs. So our truck is going to be over there the tree line.
Not going to snow next month.
And that's why.
I feel good about it.
Did you know that we do need it now? I need that before.
Before the snow flies.
Absolutely.
And they will, they're
all
promising they have done by then?
I don't think that'll be an
issue.
But no promise
that they'll be. Everybody fine with this?
Yeah.
Move it to the consent agenda. Thank you, Ed. Special events
covered?
Everything fine, sir?
I think so.
Very good. Building and Zoning, Nothing Police Department, disposal of surplus property.
Mayor McGill, City Members of the Board, this agenda item is just wanted to address you to dispose of unclaimed bicycles at police department. Currently, we have 24 unclaimed bicycles. One of them was just donated, so we actually have 3 that were proper, or 23 that are property. That's listed here for you. We're asking to be able to sell those at silent auction and show them on how that's ridiculous.
I have to ask, did you and Pete have a problem with coming up with the number that was on your roster as to what you were actually counting like last year?
No.
Well, last year?
I have a wife that I'm going to.
How many bicycles did we have last year?
About 50.
There's a lot.
Yeah. But a lot of kids were all happy last year, too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I think that's the key to doing it this way.
Yep.
I mean, it's nice to get something out to auction and it's all done, you know, half top and done, but it's nice to see our residents being able to benefit from something of that nature?
Absolutely.
A couple of those kids were so happy last year, they were jumping out of their skins. So, yeah, it was good to watch.
Quite a few parents were happy
together with
the prices made after that. So,
I think we're fine with this one.
Yeah.
Consent agenda, yes. Chief?
The next item we're going to call here is request to enter into an annual subscription for a computer program or service called Leeds Online. The reason that the police department needs is when a pawn shop or a scrapyard or a surplus place buys scrap or buys a stereo or a joke room or something, they have to take them in and they have to report it to the police. They used to report it to the sheriff's office, and then we would get that information from the sheriff's office of people that either lived around Lake that found something or were looking for a particular item that was stolen in the burglary. We would look at that list to get that information. The sheriff's office no longer has them report to them. They use these online. So the vendor, the shops, they have to subscribe to this program and do the information there, and then the interior police department gather that information from that program. It's more comprehensive than the list that went to the sheriff's office, but it's not free, but they would want. It costs the sheriff's office money to have somebody who man that and clean it every day. But they don't, they will not, the sheriff's office does not provide any information for us anymore. And this is the only way we can get the information. So we're asking to enter into this annual subscription for right now. It's currently this year, it costs us $2,128.
If I could add to the success of this, a few years back, a friend of mine, a professional musician, had a guitar in a retail shop, which actually his fiance owns, and made a mistake of leaving it in the window, and it's a $5,000 instrument. There was a smash and grab, and they took it out. And the next morning, the police department had information that that guitar showed up in a Trader Joe's. And the person was apprehended, arrested, and they recovered the guitar in a matter of 48 hours. So the program works, and I would support that. I hope we don't. Any discussion?
Absolutely.
But
we had a trial. We were given a trial period to use this, and we saw probably 3 years ago. I remember that before the 90-day
time. Very good. I think you provide the benefit.
You
everybody in agreement?
All right.
Put this one on the consent agenda also.
Thank you.
Any last one, Chief?
Mary goes to the members of the board. The last one is our annual fee for Lake County Metropolitan Enforcement Group. The total for this is $12,600. We pay per member of the police department. We don't have the resources to do what Lake County Med does, and we really need to do more of this. So I'm asking for permission to continue our involvement in the county med papers.
I don't think this one's a problem.
No.
No problem.
Very good. Let's move it forward to the consent agenda also. Chief, thank you.
Thank you.
Under administration, Mr. Shields.
The first item under administration is the replacement of 12 computers. It's a budgeted item. We have 3 calls, one from CW, one from Repair Technology, one from Paragon and Micro. All these specs were received from current tech against all the vendors, as well as Paragon, and we would like to move forward with the purchase of these computers. We're purchasing them with 3 units here, so 12 of the world higher than one.
And these computers are up to the specs of current technology's requirements?
Yes, they can meet all the specs.
Are those the one you really want?
Yes.
worst thing in the world is you got something called a chick. I'm going to tell you, yeah, woman, you're more likely than you.
I must add also that a few years ago we started a quarterly meeting with Current Technologies, and most of that was a new administration coming in, mainly myself, and needing to build a relationship with a company I knew nothing about. And seeing the process of how it happens in the last 2 years, and especially this, where Current Tech provided a bid and said, Mayor, we're not, our money's not, you know, we're not concerned about selling you these pieces of hardware. We are here to service and provide the technology that you need to learn. And it's a very good relationship. I think they're providing us well, giving us good direction. It's a good relationship. So I will ask the board to move this to the consent agenda. Very good. Thank you.
The next item for the bill for us to consider is the public works domain transfer. I'm not a techie, but basically what Current Technology is suggesting is to put our domain under one in one server versus having a domain on the police department and public works and the village hall. It costs less in the long run as far as administrating, as far as any issues. If they do that, they also have to migrate all the public works current computers to these domain, but in the end, it will help us and reduce a lot of duplication of efforts for Current Technologies to set up like profiles on the village hall server, and then also on the public works. It's everything in one, I guess, one big project. Any questions?
Go ahead.
Steve and I had a conversation about this. I said, what is the drawback? What could be negative about it? I said, are we losing some redundancy there? But if you respond to that.
There is really no reduction in redundancy, but definitely talk about it is the contrast line that we have to do someday. I think the biggest advantage for this too is that right now I can't get into any files BW can use, or they can't get into ours. And we share files versus email back and forth. Which makes a huge benefit. We have a long way. Yeah, right now we share files on one big drive to everybody. PWs do have access to that, we just can't. If you have one drive for everybody to have those files, that's huge. And to share.
And this has been talked about
forever,
since I've been sitting up here. And it's nice to see it finally, the last piece of it is finally on the table right now. This has been coming in pieces. Everybody's had their own servers, and we've been letting everybody just tend to their own servers. Having one, I think, with overlooking just one, and not spending a lot of time overlooking three or two. So I think your productivity before, I think you'll be spending a lot of time having to make all these optimum decisions, what we do, how to get there, get it over with.
I don't know if I answered your draw completely though. We have that one domain, one server, it fails. Everything fails. But the way the servers are set up is virtual servers. I think only two virtual servers must fail between this and the people are something to do. And there's thousands of us on the server to look at IT company.
Where we're losing police server, do we have the necessary safeguards to make sure that police records cannot be accessed?
They still have their server. They will have a server for hard drive just like public works do, but the domain is in the house of the little shop. So they still have their security and all that.
Okay.
So nothing you don't have to worry about.
I won't be able to be on the teams or any kind of files that I can't
go
back.
So the hard
person is not. Very good. And if someone was to come in and decided all of a sudden to ask you, you could take a listen to that about the Privacy Act and not break it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know that because when they're good, they see something that feels of a lot of police departments.
Very good.
All right.
Is that clear?
I see no problem with this.
Move it on.
We'll move this forward to the consent agenda as well.
The next item on the agenda is the Swaco Commercial Recycling Program. You will come up with this Swaco representative, contact with Ryan Bypass. In your packet, there's a one-page commercial recycling highlights. I believe Swaco has been working on this for a long time to get an ordinance together for their municipalities. What this essentially does, and by state law, is that it's asking but not requiring businesses to recycle. We can't mandate, but we pass this ordinance after 3 years that they're not recycling enough. We could mandate a commercial recycling contract with all our businesses. But we need to be passed. This is passed, we will start tracking it, the Lake County actually will track how much is recycled and report back to us. So SWACO is looking for the village to pass this because they believe, and we are, of course, a part of SWACO, that they're trying to get to their 60% goal of recycling by 2020.
I think so.
And they're saying that this will help because most businesses that don't have a commercial recycling contract will recycle about 25% of their products, yes, versus a much higher percent than we do other countries. Personally, I first had a problem with this because I felt like I'm mandating something out of business. We're not mandating anything. We could in the future, though, if we start shoots, or we could wait. Good for questions.
We don't have to take, I mean, as far as us taking, moving it forward, this is something that can happen 10, 5 years from now, 3 years from now, whatever that time period is.
Right, you need to pass the ordinance now that there's a 3-year window or there's a 3-year of tracking recycling,
mm-hmm.
or then we can mandate a contract. That 3 years starts when you pass this ordinance.
Okay.
There's different versions of this ordinance also. Watch your laws tonight and contact. I didn't have an opportunity to come back today, but you will have the appropriate ordinance for our village before the next ordinance. If the board so chooses to.
Are you satisfied?
Yes.
To me, it feels like the first step in a direction of creating a mandate.
That's my only problem.
It's the first step.
Up to the board, though. So what can't help us do it? It's like, up to the board of discussion. It's up to you guys if you want to do it. I've heard we're part of Swalco. I think recycling is good.
I support them giving information. I support them encouraging. I want to encourage our businesses to recycle. And I would look for Swalco for help to create literature, pamphlets, brochures, information to make recycling as easy as possible for the businesses around Lake. But to sign into an ordinance feels like the first step and it's something further along, and it to me it's sending a loud and clear message that this is the direction we're going. I have a little bit of a concern about that.
Someone has a take of concerns for residents. I still do, a little hesitant, just because of what you choose. That's what I'd like to hear from everyone. I mean, what are your feelings?
I always say, go with the flow. If you don't like it, you know, we can all wait 3 years and not turn around and say no. And that's the end of it.
We repeal the resolution and we're done.
Exactly.
The other consideration you know, just a couple of short years ago, we were all on the bandwagon, we didn't want the transfer station. And lo and behold, the transfer station is here because we have all this garbage and recyclables that have to go someplace. So if we're getting them off the streets and out of the garbage in the correct manner, they're not going to be as much of a problem as when you need more transfer stations. If we're doing it correctly, what we have will be taken care of properly. I think that if we follow this program with Qualco, we're doing it better than we would if we weren't doing anything at all. But then that's, again, my opinion.
You're looking for a recommendation from the administrator. It would be my recommendation to me.
Okay, let me ask this question. Is the law, along with the proposed ordinance, has Qualco come up with information to give to our businesses?
We have a lot of literature. Anyone can go online and look at the literature and download anything you want. If you would like an effort that reaches all of our businesses, we can ask Walter to do that for one of our business summits. And bring literature and appropriate material that we can then donate to the business community.
You know, I think it feels better with having this as a sort of resolution, this ordinance, to say we're going to sign on to this because we're going to get this from Qualco. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have the sense of we're signing on an ordinance here that's going to mandate you, Mr. Business Owner, 3 years from now, that you have to be a part of the program, otherwise you're going to be penalized. So I want to make sure that we have a clear message why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And I think we need Qualco's help. And maybe Mr. Willis could come to, I don't know, is it required? What do you guys feel about having him come to a board meeting to explain it to me?
We talked about that. I think it would be an excellent
opportunity.
Yeah, we get
a clear picture of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're referencing the
horse's mouth. Because there is that back of the mind worry, are we going to be imposing
on
the business community in another, I mean, we're working so hard to be business friendly, and then we're going to throw something at them at a level that could hurt them and hurt their business. So yeah, I think we need to be a little prudent and look at all this in the best fashion that we can. I think Walter is your best ally and informational source.
So let's hold this item, invite Mr. Willis to our next committee of the whole meeting. Everybody fine with that?
Yep.
Great, thank you. Any suggested new topics? Chris? Mr. Chris?
You know, it's been nice to go through every month for every meeting we get all of our budget items. It covers like 70, 80, 90 pages sometimes. And so I'm intending to try and move through all that stuff. Is there a way to just do a quick synopsis? Maybe one or two pages that would give us the department's whole list of every paper clip that comes in by. What I'd like to do is just break it down by the main topics, police, building, you know, administration, whatever. And just let us know, are we on budget, you know, plus or minus? And if anybody out there has questions, then you can send supporting data if they want to see something. But the re-depping every 2 weeks is just...
However, I think the cover page can be tweaked slightly, but in the general fund, we can break it down by department and show your readiness. And we still suggest, because we push a button for that report, it's about electronic PC guys. I don't see the harm in providing that information.
Well, I don't care if you want to provide it, but I'd just rather see a cover page. location. And we just a one page thing. That just, I just want to know, are we on budget for each department, or under or over?
Sounds like a fun now.
And red flag something if there's a problem. I think that would make it a lot simpler and a lot easier. That's my only request. It's possible.
Right. Yeah. I'd be the cliff note. Cliff note, and that's the way I always say it. Give me the cliff note.
Yeah.
I don't need to know why you made on how an orange tree grows. All I want to know is how much juice I can get in my glass. Thank you.
Works for me.
Works for me, too.
We'll have administration look into that. Any other comments? Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. It's 8:01 p.m. Thank you, everybody.